Whether you have pain in your back or joints, surgery may not be the answer. Instead of the dangers involved in cutting out tissue, consider healing and rejuvenating the area with stem cells, platelet-rich plasma, or prolotherapy. The treatments that are available to professional athletes are now available for you. Watch the videos at jointrehab.com or call the Darrow Wellness Institute at 800-300-9300. 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300.
Welcome back to Living Pain-Free with Dr. Darrow and Dr. Grove. We're taking your calls at 866-870-5752. The website is www.jointrehab.com. And right now we're speaking with Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Dr. Mark Darrow and Dr. Grove is with us here also. I just want to run through a couple things before we answer your questions. One is, our main practice is orthopedics and regenerative medicine, meaning that we can stimulate tissue to grow using your platelets or stem cells, which is something that I've been doing for 27 years in this area in terms of regenerative medicine. The old days, we called it prolotherapy, and it's morphed through the years to be much more efficient and powerful with the type of solutions that we use. And we also do hair regeneration. It's very simple. You come in and we numb up the head. And if you have some hair loss, we can stimulate the follicles to regrow the hair. We also do the vampire facelift, which is an aesthetic procedure to grow the collagen back on the face and make you look younger. We also do sexual medicine, which is hormones replacement. And that's something amazing. As we get older, we lose our hormones and other parts of the body don't work as well. So we do actual shots into the penis, and that's called the P-shot or the P-long. Those are two types of procedures that are done. And we can tune up male sexuality. And that is a growing field. It's something that I'm very excited about. And it can help with erection dysfunction for those men who are starting to lose their hormones and not very active sexually anymore. It can bring back the sex life, which is a real important thing to most people. So we're here with Jeff. Jeff called in about lumbar area, that's his low back, and his torn rotator cuff. So Jeff, how long have those things been bothering you for? Jeff, you still with us?
Hey, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. How long has your low back bothered you for and your shoulder bothered you for?
Well, my rotator cuffs were torn in 2019, so it's been 5 years.
Okay.
And they're both complete tears, and I've had, gone to a couple of orthopedists, and they said because they're complete tears that the stem cell, I would not be a candidate for that, nor for the PRP.
Sure. May I address that first? Because that's a good question to talk about. So, number one, you don't go to an orthopedic surgeon to hear about stem cells or platelets. Okay, nor do you go to Dr. Grove or I, who do regenerative medicine, to get surgery. So that's number one. And then the other thing that we always say is if doctor is not up on something, he's down on it. So we treat patients with complete tears all the time in their shoulder.
All the time.
Yeah. It's kind of bread and butter for us. So there's not just those tendons that do the motion. There's other tendons that pick up the slack if there's a problem. So I've had people, many, many, many people over the 27 years I've been doing this who have complete tears, told the same thing, they need a surgery or they need a shoulder replacement, and doing regenerative medicine of PRP, platelet-rich plasma, or their stem cells has healed them. Okay? Now, do I go back and get an MRI to see if the tendon is actually completely healed? I tried, but patients don't want to do it, so I don't really have the answer on that. The point is, they have total function and total range of motion, so to them, they are healed. Any comment on that, Dr. Grove?
Yeah, so that's a really common thing we get hyper-focused on as a society with this as well. What does the image look like? So a lot of times people don't understand, even if you have the surgery, it's certainly not going to look like what it was before the tear. It's going to permanently be changed as well, right? So the imaging is far less important in terms of monitoring what kind of healing that you have. What's far more important is what we call, the clinical picture. What's the patient experiencing? If someone doesn't have pain anymore, they've got more function in it, do we have to have a perfect looking image for them to be considered healed? I don't believe we need to. So,
no. I actually have three tears in my right shoulder. Mm-hmm. I have a subscap tear. I have a supraspinatus tear, and I have a labral tear inside the joint, and I am completely pain free. And Jeff, I wanted to address something because you said you tore your rotator cuff tendons in 2019. The real answer to that is you don't know that. And nobody knows that because you may have had those torn. How old are you, Jeff?
I'll be 77.
Okay. You may have had those torn for 50 years and not known about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the point is you had some incident. You had some incident in 2019 where you had some shoulder pain. You got an image and it was torn. And then the assumption was what you did tore the tendons. I don't agree with that at all, in my humble opinion. It's possible, but if we do studies on people, and actually they are done very frequently, we take people that have no shoulder pain and we do MRIs, and guess what we find? Complete tears. But they don't know they have a tear. So you had an incident, I assume, am I correct, in 2019?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the assumption was, oh boy, we better do something. Look at those tears. But it may not be the tears that are even causing your pain. They may not be the pain generators. Mm. Does that make sense to you, Jeff?
Yep. Yeah, it certainly does.
I got to be careful what I say here because I'm not saying anything against orthopedic surgeons. I know their culture. I lived in it. And to me, it's antiquated. It's very, very antiquated. It's dinosaur medicine. It's not against them I'm saying this because they're the brightest group in the med schools. You don't get to be an orthopedic surgeon by scoring low on your boards, all right? But there's common sense, street sense, and then there's science sense. And they don't necessarily relate. And I find that everywhere in the world, whatever I do. There's some very smart people, technically or book-wise, that to me are just total dummies. So again, I'm just going to say this. I love orthopedic surgeons. I appreciate them. I think they do the hardest work in medicine. It's not easy being on your feet all day long. I've worked in a lot of surgeries where we've been up for 24 hours. Yes, working on some very difficult cases. Those are the kind of cases that are needed, and the orthopedic surgeons are really amazing at doing. They have great stamina. Typically, they're athletes that are drawn to this field, and they're amazing, amazing guys. But I don't like the surgeries that most of them are doing. I don't think they're necessary. The studies show that they shouldn't be done, but the culture is to keep doing them. So what's your point of view on that, Dr. Grove?
Yeah, so again, just reiterating, we love surgery. It's something that Doc and I had in common. We really wanted to go the surgical route until we saw the effectiveness of doing this non-operative regenerative treatment, using your body's own cells to heal. So that's why we commit our lives to doing the non-operative route. But there's certainly things that you need surgery for. We're not saying that all surgery is bad by any stretch. It's just there's certain surgeries, things like rotator cuff tears, things like meniscal tears, things like very, very early arthritis, talking someone into a joint replacement. The list goes on and on that we don't think are completely a set of injections and not have to subject somebody to the risks of surgery, which are very real. I mean, people die all the time from, post-surgical complications. We referred to a case earlier today, just looking at, someone needing multiple revisions of a surgery. And now they have a pretty serious infection in the bone, right? It doesn't happen to everybody, but it's certainly a risk that you wouldn't have to subject yourself to with injections.
The strange thing is that infection that person had, MRSA, is typically only contracted in a hospital. That's where it lives. That's where it hides. So I had a surgery many years ago to remove a tumor. Actually, my adrenal gland was removed. And the doctor came into my room right after the surgery, and he goes, I want you out of here. And I go, what do you mean? I can't move. I'm in so much pain. He goes, I want you out of the hospital now. And I said, what am I going to do? And I had flown up to San Francisco for this doctor because he had done the most of anybody on the planet of this very rare type of a tumor. And he said, I'm ordering you a cab right now. You go back to your hotel room. I don't want you near a hospital. He said, I've never once had an infection, and I've been a surgeon, you know, my whole life. And the reason is because I don't let people stay in the hospital unless they have to, and you don't have to. He said, I tied it up so tight. He said, you can do whatever you want. And then the other thing is, Jeff, I had a shoulder surgery when I was in fourth year med school, and I thought it was going to be so cool. I didn't have any tears that I knew of, but I had what was called impingement syndrome, which is, you know, for me, don't ever get a surgery for that. That's dummy stuff. So my surgeon, who I loved, who was my professor, shaved off the acromion, which is the top part of the shoulder bone, and cut some ligaments. And I woke up with a fever and my arm swollen. And I was miserable for about 4 years until I learned about regenerative medicine and injected my own shoulder, and it healed literally overnight, 100%. That's not common. I'm going to put that out there. Don't think regenerative medicine of platelets and stem cells is some miracle. It isn't. All it does is it helps stimulate the body to produce more tissue. So, Jeff, let's run now to your low back, which we see tons of every day also. How long has that bothered you?
I've had a herniated disc since about 2010, but then I was injured in November of 22.
Yeah.
And they've done kind of the MRIs and, and the physical therapy and all of that. And basically what's been recommended is a double laminectomy infusion. And I also have a spondylolisthesis, grade one.
Okay.
So before they were focused on the spondylolisthesis, they thought maybe they could do a procedure whereby they put in it looks like a floor jack in between two vertebrae.
Yep.
They implant it. It's a arthroscopic procedure. And that it just basically opens up the two vertebrae and it should relieve the nerve pain.
Okay. Tell us about your nerve pain. What's the story on the nerve pain?
I was told that because of the spondylolisthesis, I was not a candidate for that I think it's called Veriflex procedure.
Okay. Tell me about what you call nerve pain. Where is the pain you're having?
It's primarily in my right leg, and it goes down my right leg.
Okay.
And it gets worse I can't lift. Lifting is really kind of off the table now.
So let me ask you this question. Which is worse, your back pain or your leg pain?
My back.
Okay. So number one, you don't get a surgery for the issue in your low back, okay? I'm going to bet you anything that, you know, and I can't guarantee you anything. I can't guarantee any patient anything, but I'm going to bet you that we could fix your low back, okay, which is your major problem. And I'm going to bet you that none of the things you said are the issue, okay? You mentioned spondylolisthesis, which means a slipping of one vertebrae over another out of place. A grade one is nothing.
It is nothing.
Zero. Doesn't mean anything. When you get to a grade four, you've got compression on the spinal cord. That's a big deal. But yours ain't moving. It's fine. And then to do all of these invasive things, I don't think you're going to like the results, especially for what you got going on. And Dr. Grove and I, literally in 10 seconds, we can touch your back and tell you if we can heal you and where the problem is coming from. And if we think we can't heal you, we'll tell you.
Now, one other thing I didn't mention is that I also have stenosis, a narrowing of the canal.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you have stenosis, my friend. You know, it sounds like the images show stenosis. but it doesn't sound like you actually have the symptoms of stenosis. You'd probably have a lot of numbness, tingling, some kind of paresthesia running down both of your legs if that were the case. And by the way, any of those things that you have mentioned are not, in my humble opinion, the cause of where your pain is coming from. But again, I have to touch the body. Dr. Grove has to touch the body. We don't do things off of images because images lead to MRI. Images of MRIs, X-rays, CTs lead to surgeries that people don't need.
And so it's a really, really important point that Doc's making here is just because you see something on an image, it does not mean that is the source of your pain. So all these things that we just talked about, we're looking at things like discs and stenosis and herniations and spondylolisthesis. There's so many studies being done now looking at people with no back pain, and they just image their backs. And the large majority, especially as we get older, once we get past, you know, 65, 75, the large majority of people are going to have this in their back and they have no pain, right? Which is a kind of a bell going off saying, hey, maybe this is just a normal part of aging. This is a normal aging spine, right? Now, if that correlates with your pain, right, and like Doc talked about, there are certain times that surgery is a good idea. It's just it's very, very rare that we actually see that scenario where we have true instability, you know, of the backbones that would, you know, necessitate a fusion.
So be careful, Jeff. It looks like you're not jumping into any of this, which is smart.
Well, no, I certainly don't want to because, again, with the recovery period for the fusion and laminectomy, say probably 6 weeks in a walker and at least 6 months recovery.
Well, look, you know, I don't want to put down these surgeries, okay, because they must be working on somebody or the smart docs wouldn't be doing them. But we see all the failures, you know, so it makes us think everybody fails. They don't, obviously. But if you're a failure, you know, let's say, I don't know the percentage. Dr. Grove, do you know the percentage of back failure, back surgery failures? I know it's
yes.
A lot.
So it depends on the procedure. You mentioned one was like that spacer. There's a really big study that came out last month looking at failure rates for these spacer procedures, which basically just kind of puts a wedge under the you know the back part of the spine to try to take less pressure off of the disc. It's something I think I'd say it was like 20 or 35% of patients within the first year had to go back for another surgery. Not 20% got better. That many had to go back for another surgery within a year. So the problem with those things is it changes the biomechanics of how your whole back moves. And so it's a very typical scenario that pretty quickly after a surgery, that level of backbone above and below takes a lot more force than it's used to. And now the surgeon will talk you into, well, now we have to go and address, you know, the level above and below. And next thing you know, you're 3, 4, 5, 6 back surgeries deep. And again, I'm not making this stuff up. This is just the types of patients that we see coming into our clinic. And now they're, you know, hands are up in the air thinking, well, what the heck am I supposed to do now? None of the surgeries are helping and I still have pain.
So we have to be very careful again, Jeff, in deciding if we want to do surgery or not. There was a surgeon I had on the show, a neurosurgeon way, way back. He's passed away, a great guy. And I said, what's the percentage of your neck and back surgeries that fail? And he said, 50%. He said, before I even allow a patient to get surgery, I make them come into the office 3 times minimum, and I make their family come in with them. And he said, I don't really like the idea that there's so many failures with this. Maybe it's better today than it was years ago, but I don't know. I mean, we just see the failures. We see the surgical failures all the time. I've mentioned this before in the show. There's actually a diagnosis in the insurance code of failed back surgery. What does that tell you? It tells you that there's so many that fail that the insurance companies have to have a diagnostic code for that. That's insane. So more and more doctors are learning about regenerative medicine using platelets or stem cells to heal. And we're hopeful that the number of surgeries that don't need to be done will decrease. But I'm not so sure that's happening because the medical industrial complex keeping the hospitals alive is based pretty much on doing surgeries. That's where they make most of their money. And I'm not saying anybody's at fault for this. It's a cultural thing. And it's the way the system operates. It's just that we see that most people that come to us, not everybody, if people listen to us, they typically get better, but a lot of people don't listen. And the reason for failures of the work, you know, using platelets and stem cells, if people are too active, they don't give it a chance for the tissue to regrow and heal, or they're taking anti-inflammatory medicines like ibuprofen that block the inflammation that we need. The body likes the inflammation to heal. So you patients always say, well, why do you want me to be inflamed? I'm already inflamed. You're inflamed because the body's trying to heal, but not in a high enough level of inflammation to draw fibroblasts to the area. Those are cells that grow the tissue. And then, you know, one of the biggest things is people come back. We have patients come back after treatment in typically 2 weeks if we can get them to come back then. And they go, it didn't work. Well, it's not going to necessarily work overnight or in 2 weeks. So at the two-week point, we reassess. It's a good target point for reinjection if the patient wants to do that again. And so, you know, there's no promises in any form of medicine. We don't promise anybody anything. We actually have patients sign a consent form saying there's no guarantees. But not enough treatment is one of the biggest issues. And I know that on my body because I've had injuries that have lasted for months and I've had to reinject myself. Another reason for failure of regenerative medicine of platelets and stem cells is the doctors don't use ultrasound guidance. So they can't see where the needle is going. The solution, studies show the solution goes into the right spot maybe only two-thirds of the time. The other third of the time, it's going somewhere else. And then there's a whole category that I call bad doctors. These are guys that are not trained, that don't do this all day long or have a very small practice. They don't know what they're doing. And a lot of times we see chiropractic clinics that'll line up their patients and have a nurse come in or a doctor for a day who doesn't know what they're doing and knock out a whole bunch of these. So you got to be very careful who you choose. I've been told that we do the most of anybody on the planet. I'm not saying we're the best. We think we're good, but I don't know what the best means. But we certainly have quite a bit of experience that a lot of doctors don't have. So I'm going to give out the phone number again, Jeff, and then we'll tie things up with you. If you want to call the studio right now and get a question in before the end of the show, the phone number is 866-870-5752. That's 866-870-5752. If you want to get a free consult with our staff on the phone number, and there's people that can pick up now, phone number to the office, 800-300-9300, 800-300-9300. And if you want to watch videos of us doing these procedures and you want to learn everything there is about it that we know, go to the website, www.jointrehab.com. I work on that website every day. Oh, there we go. Jeff, email us through the website. We'll talk more. Nita, thank you so much. Dr. Grove, thank you so much. And Alex, Suzette, and the rest of the staff, God bless you all.
Thank you so much. Remember to listen to Warren Eckstein, 11 to 1 every Saturday, our pal, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow. And now that you've heard Dr. Darrow, call his office at 800-300-9300 and speak to one of his Joint Rehab and Sports Medical Center experts for free and ask for a copy of his book, Stem Cell and Platelet Therapy. Schedule an appointment by calling 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Or go online to jointrehab.com. Again, the website is jointrehab.com. Living Pain Free with Dr. Mark Darrow is heard Saturdays at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. here on AM 870, The Answer. Take the first step toward a pain-free life. Call to schedule an appointment at 800-300-9300. That's 800-300-9300. Live long and pain-free. And thanks for joining us today.